G'day everyone, it's Ian here. Ian from Brisbane, the land down under, the great Southland, the place that was never known, that nobody knew about. Well, at least the Europeans didn't know about it for so very long. How are you? How's your morning, afternoon, evening? How are things in your world? It's all right. I've been catching up with a few of you. Those of you on Audioboo. I know there are a few people are out there who pick up on this who aren't on Audioboo. Hello to you too. But I've been picking up on a few people on Audioboo and listening to a few stories. I've been back from Singapore a couple of weeks now, so it's been really good to catch up on a few threads. One of those threads I've been picking up from Dean Reed and Paul O'Mahony, some of this goes back a few months now, is about depression. I wouldn't say I've ever been depressed. I think my personality is somewhat optimistic. But I've had a couple of pretty serious slumps in my life, and I've mentioned those previously on Audioboo. I don't want to go into them again. I've had the black dog maybe wander around behind me, sniffing at my heels. Who knows? Whatever depression is, I may well have been diagnosed with it, but I never went and got the diagnosis, so I don't really know. But because of those experiences, because of having some somber times in my life, I took a little bit of time to start to understand my psychology, my brain chemistry. I read a book back in 2001 when I was working on The Matrix called High Life 24/7. And in that book, I learned a great deal. It was pop science, sure, but hey, I'm not a scientist. I'm certainly not a neuroscientist. I learned a great deal about neuroscience, about dopamine, serotonin, tryptophan, oxytocin, cortisol, adrenaline, all these chemicals that flush through our system, some of which are neurotransmitters, serotonin in particular. And since I learnt about them way back then, 10 plus years ago, I've become a little bit more aware of my brain chemistry. And in amongst that, I mentioned on a previous Audioboo about mindfulness, about doing Vipassana meditation, about taking the time to be aware of what I'm thinking. Blended with that mindfulness and understanding of what goes on in my brain chemistry, I had a really interesting experience last weekend. Last Sunday, and I know that it was the knock-on effect of going to Singapore, I was feeling really down, really down. It was a major slump, a slump that once I realised it, I hadn't had in 9, 12 months. It was a significant slump. And when I felt it, I hadn't realised it. You know, I was just sort of being a grumble bum, getting on with my life. And then all of a sudden I went, oh, I recognise this. And that's the mindfulness part. I recognise this. I'm feeling down. Oh, I know that feeling. That's the feeling of not having enough serotonin in my head. Not having enough of that feel-good neurotransmitter that makes everything connect, that brings it all together. I know that sounds all a bit... God, there's a lot of traffic going past me. I can't believe I'm walking around the back streets of West End here in Brisbane. There are friggin' cars everywhere. Sorry about all the noise. I can't believe what's going down. Hopefully they'll bugger off for a while. Anyway, like I was saying, I felt this feeling of downness that I recognized as not having enough serotonin in my system. And I went, okay, I know how to fix that. I'll have some tryptophan. Tryptophan is an amino acid. I keep some in my fridge. Keep it as a capsule, a pill. And I popped one of those along with GABA. GABA is a neurotransmitter. Go and check it, G-A-B-A. I'm not 100% sure exactly what it is. But I think it's a neurotransmitter in itself. So I popped one of those as well. And I immediately felt better. Now, I know that that was psychological because those substances don't impact your mental state that quickly. But I felt better because I knew that I had recognized that I was feeling down and it was all chemical. From experience, I know that when I take tryptophan, now, just to bring you up to speed, tryptophan is an amino acid. It's in a lot of protein. You pick it up in all sorts of meat products, along with other things. It's minimally traced in vegetables. There's a little bit in nuts. You get a fair bit in meat. So I manage my diet to enable me to pick up, hopefully, enough tryptophan from my diet. But occasionally I augment it with some additional pills, capsules. And what happens is that tryptophan is then converted by the body into serotonin, and that gives you the really nice connection within your brain that enables you to feel happy and content because it's all working. The antidepressants that are sometimes recommended, the SSRIs, selective serotonin uptake inhibitors, are also about manipulating your serotonin levels. This is not about manipulating your serotonin uptake, serotonin levels. This is all about making sure you've got plenty of serotonin in your system. So I took some of these additional medications and I felt a lot better psychologically, and I knew that about 18 hours later I would probably feel all right. Now, I've learned that from experience. It takes about 18 hours for them to have a positive impact on me. I've learned that because I've been doing this for about 12 years. It doesn't happen in 12 hours. It doesn't happen in 24 hours. It happens in about 18 hours. I have become so attuned to this that I have had situations where I have felt the rush when it kicks in, and my psychology shifts literally within 20 seconds. The time span has passed and it's here, it's arrived, and it feels wonderful to feel the dark cloud lift. Last Sunday I took these additional dietary supplements, and on the Monday morning I took some more. It's best to take them on an empty stomach because, unfortunately, even though serotonin is a neurotransmitter in your brain, a lot of it's stored in your stomach, so it's best to take them on an empty stomach. The tryptophan for the serotonin. It gets a little bit complex. You need to read up on it if you really want to understand it. And I felt a lot better for it. And this week has been really good. Now, the reason I had the slump, I recognise, was simply because going to Singapore burnt a lot of my serotonin levels. The stress and the demand that was on me by going to Singapore burns up serotonin. So does many of the aspects of your life. If you're dealing with relationship issues, if you're dealing with raising children, if you're worried about your work, you're going to be burning up serotonin. And that will make you feel maybe a bit of a slump from time to time. We don't look at our neurological state like we look at our fitness level physically. We don't consider our mental health in the same way as we consider our physical health. And they are different, but just as valid. Our physical health is all about our muscles and our weight and our proportions and the balance between all those physical aspects of our life. And our mental state is based on primarily brain chemistry. And it is brain chemistry, and you can't just suck it up and feel better. It's all about chemicals in our heads. And unfortunately, not enough people realise that when you're doing it tough, as has been mentioned by a few people here on Audioboo, it's just brain chemistry. It is literally just that. And it can't be helped. It's not just a case of sucking it up. But I've been fortunate in the last 10 plus years. I've learnt a few of these skills. I want to reinforce that some of these skills that I've learnt have been balanced by the mindfulness training that I learnt through Vipassana, so that I can seriously see, understand, perceive the way my mind is operating, so that I can perceive how I am feeling somber and that I'm not my normal cheery self, and that it's not me, it's my brain chemistry. And when it's my brain chemistry, then I realize that I need to augment it with maybe something additional. Go and get some exercise. Go and change my diet. Maybe even take one of these alternative medications that helps to leapfrog me into a better state. Anyway, the upshot is I've had a really good week. Now, there's still a shitstorm happening at work. It's all right. None of it's being directed at me. There's just mayhem and a maelstrom going on around me. And that's fine. And I'm rather impervious to it. It's just happening around me and I'm doing my bit amongst it. And today I came home from work. We work a half day on Fridays. Came home from work, rode the bicycle home from work. Yeah, pedal, 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 going hard. You know, it's 14K. And I rode to the gym, and I went into the gym, and I so didn't want to go into the gym, and I went to the gym, and I dragged my sorry ass, and I went around and did what I like to do at the gym. And I went home, and I was totally shattered. But God, I felt good. It felt so nice. And that was the other set of brain chemicals that have kicked in for me today. And that's the endorphins. Really nice. An hour of substantial difficulty and pain, dragging my sorry ass around the gym this afternoon. But once I had it done, once I'd been pushing my heart rate at 120, 160 beats a minute, pushing those weights, after I've done all the exercise I've done during the week, it was just so nice to go home. And what I'm trying to say is I really appreciate the fact that I've learnt the lessons of a little bit of brain chemistry, a little bit of physiology, a little bit of psychology, and a little bit of mindfulness, and brought them all together to understand how this poor old corpse of mine works. Because I'm not far away from turning 54 years old, which is pretty bloody ancient. And I'm really incredibly appreciative of how well I'm going. Got some good genes. I live in a great country that enables me to grab the opportunities of good health. And I have a sense of caring for myself. And I am so incredibly grateful for it, because after coming out of what I went through in Singapore and watching my poor old dad back in August last year when he was doing it tough, don't worry, he's not dead, if you missed those episodes. He's bubbling along, but he's old and he's frail. But to be this age and to be this healthy, I am so incredibly grateful. And I just feel like I've won the lottery for having being in such a good situation. Take from all of that ramble as I head out tonight to go and dance some tango, for what it may be. If there's anything in it for you, I wish for you the same. I hope it's good. I hope whatever you're up to, whatever you're doing, wherever you want to be, if there's anything in what I just said, I hope it's of some help. And if you want any more information about some of the things I mentioned, just let me know. I'm happy to share. None of them are secrets anyway. It's all available. And then you just have to Google any of those words that I've dropped during the course of this. So, I hope you have a great weekend, evening, night, morning, wherever you may be. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.